PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, officials are breaking ground on a major redevelopment project around the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark. Governor Murphy was on hand for the kickoff Wednesday of the $336 million project, which will transform the land into an arts and culture hub.
Without the arts, we're nobody. The arts are integral to our state, to our society. And that is another passion that you're seeing play out here today.
The project will also include hundreds of mixed-income residential units, retail space, parks, and a huge community center. Galaxy Gas is trending on TikTok. The new nitrous oxide containers come in various flavors like tropical smoothie, blue raspberry, or strawberry.
When you flavor something, it may make it that more acceptable. It may not enhance the high, certainly, but it just may make it taste better. So somebody wants to try to do it more.
Dr. Bruce Ruck with the New Jersey Poison Control Center at Rutgers Medical School says nitrous oxide or whippets have been around for years and any kind of inhalant abuse is dangerous. Students and staff have returned to school a day after the grim discovery of a maintenance worker's body inside. NJ.com reported that Mastery High School of Camden was closed on Wednesday after the unresponsive woman was found around 7 a.m. Camden County Police say the death was not considered suspicious. Patterson continues to honor the life and legacy of the late Congressman Bill Pascrell Jr. The longtime congressman and former Patterson mayor passed away last month after serving nearly three decades in the U.S. House. This week, the Patterson City Council voted to rename the block where he lived for many years Bill Pascrell Way. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Target said this week that it's laying off 1,700 workers and eliminating another 1,400 unfilled positions as part of a restructuring aimed at saving $2 billion over the next 2 years. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 522 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RueInsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Do we need the rain gear soon? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We have a cooling trend ahead. Through early next week, each day will be 3 to 5 degrees cooler than the one before. Now, our weather will stay almost completely dry and calm. And that includes tonight. We'll see some clouds overhead. It'll stay fairly mild with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies. Maybe a quick midday shower. It'll be breezy at the shore, especially late day. Highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny and seasonable. Highs come down to the mid-70s and a bit cooler still on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies, highs in the lower 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Jersey City, it is 83 degrees, Woodbridge 85, and Pemberton 81. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. This fall, make your home the sanctuary your family deserves. At Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements, they believe in surrounding your family by the best. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor home improvement needs. Visit bycarls.com. That's bycarls.com. Visit them today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.